Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Raul Arevalo, who is the director of The Fury of a Patient Man. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
First question is kind of a simple but necessary question. If you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film.
La película es un thriller con dramático.
It's a dramatic thriller or a thriller with lots of tension and drama about wrath, fury and revenge. It tells from a hyper-realistic point of view between the characters and the story. The main story is about Jose, which is performed by Antonio de la Torre, that during 8 years he's trapped in a sort of wrath and fury, and during these 8 years he's planning his revenge, but everything in a realistic way.
Thank you for the detailed description. Now I want to know more about the origins of the story, because you deal with so many strong themes and feelings.
Yo tenía claro que quería hablar de una historia de violencia.
He analyzes the movie from the violence and from how gritty is reality. He tried to make a realistic movie from that revenge. So he, along with David, his co-scriptwriter, they studied a lot the psychology of the characters and how the revenge works, how this fury works in the character, not basing in love or not basing in friendship. They have been writing this script for 8 years, and it has changed a lot. It started with just this script line about revenge, and it lately became a thriller from the character's point of view.
It took you 8 years to write the script. That's very interesting. Did you always picture the film in the way in which you then brought it to the screen?
No, por supuesto, la película ha ido modificándose con el paso de los años.
No, the script has changed a lot. The movie has becoming bigger and bigger, and it has changed from the very beginning. And when everyone come to work to the movie, they were always giving beautiful opinions. Yeah, very useful. And that's how the movie ended, with this union and this sort of variety of opinions from everyone.
Final question. How much does your acting background help your directing?
Pues sí, yo he tenido la suerte de trabajar como actor, por suerte mucho.
I was really lucky because I've worked a lot during the past 10-12 years, and I've always worked with great professionals. I've always been learning from the directors, from the DOPs, from everyone in the movie. So that's how it helped me, because I was really lucky and then I could get everything out of them.
Thank you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.